This is Day to Day. I'm Madeline Brand at NPR West.
I'm Alex Chadwick in Washington, where the Democrats have taken the House of Representatives. The Senate remains in doubt because Virginia is not settled yet. At this moment, Democrat Jim Webb has a lead over the incumbent Republican Senator George Allen, a lead of about 7,000 votes. That's out of more than 2.3 million votes cast. So George Allen does have the right to a recount. He's probably going to ask for one. NPR's Mike Pesca reports on the race that could decide the makeup of the Senate.
A few months ago, it wasn't certain that George Allen would win what was sure to be a hotly contested election, the 2008 presidential election, where Allen was seen as a legitimate candidate. His Senate race, it was thought, would be a laugher. But then Allen used the word macaca on the campaign trail, got perturbed when a reporter asked about his Jewish grandfather, and committed enough gaffes to make solidly Republican Virginia rethink their senator. Seth Kaplan of Vienna, Virginia, did vote for Allen because Kaplan's an ideological Republican, but even he had his misgivings.
It's funny because, you know, when Bush says something stupid, he sounds stupid. When Allen says something stupid, he's borderline offensive.
But verbal missteps are not enough to undo a good politician. And Allen is great while pressing the flesh. His ideology generally lines up with the state, and his dad was the popular coach of the Washington Redskins. Challenger Jim Webb had to show that he was more than just the anti-Allen. Allen's campaign manager, Steve Jarding, says his candidate was a military hero, a gun rights advocate, and let's face it, the opponent made mistakes. I asked Jarding if in all his years he had ever run against a candidate who made as many mistakes as Allen did in this election.
No, probably not. I mean, there are certainly in any campaigns you're going to see people that stumble, and that happens. But the stumbles, I think what it did is it magnified and it opened this thing quicker than it would have.
It provided the opening for voters like Laura Koch of Arlington, who had voted for Allen in past elections, to sour on the incumbent.
I don't think it was the issues. It was my opinion of him as a candidate and as a person that changed.
A conflicted electorate made for a tight election, and last night Allen was leading by a few thousand votes for most of the night. But then at Webb headquarters, a graphic flashed on the TV monitors and a roar went up. In this tug of war and war of inches, they've just announced that Jim Webb has inched ahead of George Allen by about 2,500 votes. The small lead didn't budge, and eventually, at the Richmond, Virginia Allen rally, the senator took the stage.
I know the counting will continue through the night. It'll continue tomorrow. And I want to thank you all, because I know you're going to be like a bunch of eagles and hawks watching how every one of these votes are accurately counted.
About an hour later, and 100 miles to the north, Jim Webb addressed his aviary.
We all need to respect the process in this country, the democratic process. We all go out, we vote, we argue, we vote. But also, we'd like to say that the votes are in and we won.
Webb sort of backed into that proclamation there, which tells you a little about his style as a stump speaker. Next up, we'll see his style as a vote scrutinizer. The last extremely tight statewide election in Virginia was last year when the attorney general's race was decided by fewer than 400 votes. The recount dragged until December, and the final month added only 37 votes to the trailing candidate's final tally. Mike Pesca, NPR News, Washington.